WEOL, this portion of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Wellington is brought to you by Lorraine Methine Rural Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner. And from LMRE, we've got the General Manager, Marcus Bryant, and also Terry Mazzoni is joining us this morning as well. We just heard the commercial about the involvement. You do a lot of things, I guess, with the community as well as the schools, too. That's important for you guys, isn't it?
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig. Yes, we do. You just had Bridget from Findlay State Park. We're helping sponsor their fall camp out here at Wellington Schools. We just bring into Wellington Schools the E3 Smart program. It's in the junior high at the seventh grade level. It's energy, education, and efficiency. And boy, did we supply the teachers with a full supply of supplies to help teach energy efficiency and education, all dealing with the delivery of electricity, and they'll be doing that throughout the school year. And then last fall, when we were in the community effort to raise $2.5 million to build an auditorium, the not-for-profit electric cooperative stepped up and contributed $10,000 to the project. And we're one of the largest taxpayers in the Wellington school system with our substations and our plan out on West Road. And so we thought it was important that, as one of our guiding principles, that we fulfill our commitment to community and step up, provide some leadership, and contribute some dollars to the auditorium project. Was really just amazing that we were able to privately raise $2.5 million in this little community.
You know, with the early education, to that education program you talk about, you're getting the kids early, you're reaching out to them, and getting them at an early age where you can have a generational transformation when it comes to saving energy.
We're finding that when we work with the parents of the children of our parents who are our members, that it really does help us a lot, and that we're able to make an impact on their lives. And that goes back to that commitment to community. Helping with the education of our children is certainly helping the parents and their children.
Of course, rule number one is turn off the light when you leave the room. Now,
exactly.
I don't know if you've talked
that hasn't changed over the years, has it?
That has not changed.
You've done your job as well.
That has not changed, right. And raise an eyebrow when you do it. So, but our efforts right now, mainly at the co-op level, has been to work to see if we can have an impact on the EPA regulations that are being proposed. We're really worried about the rates.
Well, Marcus, let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
What kind of regulations and what kind of impact could they have?
Well, first of all, these regulations are a direct threat to one of our primary goals, which is affordable electric rates. What EPA is proposing is a series of regulations to basically, let's cut to the chase, eliminate coal-fired power plants. We think we can survive that, but at a cost, and we're looking at a 3 to 4 cents per kilowatt hour increase if all these regulations go into effect. That equates to about $40 to $50 per month for an average bill of 1,200 kilowatt hours. So that's a significant impact to our ratepayers. We've already spent $1.2 billion the last 10 years for pollution control equipment, and it just doesn't seem that there's any end or way to satisfy EPA. There's just more and more costs. And in this case, we consider it all pain and no gain. For example, for the hit on the economy, and this isn't just an issue for the electric cooperative, it's going to affect Wellington, it's going to affect customers of First Energy, AEP, all utilities across the board. So we're looking in this economy by 2030, $686 billion less U.S. household income. That's a hit to the economy. Less income means less economic activity and fewer jobs. We're estimating 179,000 fewer jobs per year through 2030. Now, what are we going to supposedly get for all this pain? By 2050, way out there, using EPA's own calculations methods, we're talking about less than 1% reduction in CO2 or carbon dioxide levels. Now, why is it so little? Well, India and especially China has surpassed United States CO2 emissions, and it's on its way to doubling them. And there's no end in there. We're looking at a 0.016 reduction Fahrenheit degrees in temperature. and a sea level reduction of 1/100 of an inch, or the width of 3 sheets of paper. This is ridiculous for that kind of result, to have our members pay those kind of increased costs. Again, it's all pain and no gain.
Where does this stand right now? Obviously, this is not a brand new issue. It's been out there for a bit, right?
Right now, we're in the comment period, and we've been asking our members to write and call and participate in our email campaign. We have a website. It's called tellepa.com. And you can go on that website, and you can ask EPA to pay attention to affordability when they're issuing regulations. Now, frankly, based on the current administration's track record, we have some doubts as to whether they're going to listen to us. But we've got almost 900,000 members and consumers who have gone onto this website and have registered their concern about these regulations. Our goal is to hit 1 million, so we're getting awfully close. We had about 1,200 sign up at the Lorain County Fair, and almost over 1,000 at our recent annual meeting. So this is an issue that our members and people care about. They do not want their rates raised unnecessarily by the federal government.
The issues that you're raising, obviously, this is happening, you say, not only with your cooperative, but all the other cooperatives, as well as all the energy companies, mm-hmm. As well. So there's obviously it seems like who's out there demanding something like this? Obviously, we're looking, trying to reduce things for the environment, so there's that aspect of it. But I don't think, this is one of those things where I guess the voice of the people need to be heard as much as possible.
Well, the people demanding it, first of all, there's environmentalist groups that are demanding it. But this has also become an economic game. What people don't understand is that the people that are worried about climate change are also in the business to make money. And I'll give you an example. We were fighting EPA or Department of Energy on regulations for water heaters. And the current regulations outlaw the traditional electric water heater if it's larger than 80 gallons. Well, what qualifies? What's a heat pump water heater, which arguably is more efficient, except that its performance life is terrible? Well, who's the biggest beneficiary of that? It's General Electric. They're the ones that hold the major patents on it, and they paid no income taxes for the last 3 years. So it's a money game for some of them. So it isn't all just the true believers in saving the environment. There's some business interests that figured out how to make money at this at our members' expense.
And again, if people want to voice their opinion, you say it's tellepa.com?
Yes, very simple. Tellepa.com.
Sounds really good. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, letting people kind of know about that, and also what you guys do here within the community of Wellington, showing your support. We're always good to see you out. I know we just saw you recently out at the Lorain County Fair, doing a lot of things out there as well. Marcus Bryant and also Terry Mazzoni, thank you for stopping in with Lorain Medina Rural Electric Cooperative.
Appreciate it. Pleasure. Welcome to Wellington.
Thanks.